shops in Auckland will only be able to stay open if they can demonstrate that they are complying with public health protocols under Level 3. That's things like click and collect, so there's no contact with customers. Greg Harford is the Chief Executive of Retail New Zealand and he joins me now. Greg, obviously the government's announced this extension to the wage subsidy. How much is that going to help?
Oh, it is certainly really good news that the government's come out with confirmation it will extend the wage subsidy. We're really happy to hear that. I think key to that, though, is how it's going to set the criteria for the new extension. Previous wage subsidies have been tied to turnover performance over a particular quite limited period, and the threshold's been set quite high. But the cumulative impact of the economic disruption of the last few months means that we really think that, at least for retail and hospitality, the government needs to take a pretty liberal approach.
So talk us through that then, because obviously this is not our first rodeo. So how hard is this for businesses right now in Auckland in particular?
It's very, very difficult. Retailers in Auckland, yes, they're able to sell online and they're still able to do contactless click and collect, but that will be leading to a collapse in revenues of approximately 80%. So 80 is a big number for businesses to be losing out on. And it just makes it really hard to keep trading. And in some cases, it may not even be worth opening the doors. So government support to help those businesses through the next couple of weeks is really important.
What are you anticipating in terms of businesses going to the wall and jobs lost here?
It's a little bit early to say on that. Government's support obviously will help manage that situation. The wage subsidy over the last few months has been effective at keeping people in employment, and it's encouraged businesses to keep people on their books, so that's really good.
But do you anticipate, Greg, this is not going to be enough for everyone?
I think that's right. There are going to be businesses that just don't make it through. And that's why it's important, too, that government support looks beyond wages. There's a number of fixed costs that retailers keep incurring, even if they're not able to trade properly, insurances, rental costs and so forth. And it would be really good if the government could come to the party with some support to help retailers through that as well.
So how agile have retailers been? How easy is it for them to adapt and to go contactless? Do you know how many of them are able to do that?
It's pretty difficult for a number of retail businesses to go contactless. And, of course, it requires customers to want to shop like that as well. One of the issues is that if you're running an e-commerce site, for example, you might be doing 10 or maybe even 20% of your business online, but your customers don't necessarily want to shop like that. They prefer to come into store. So they're not necessarily going to be interested in those contactless technologies, even if the retailers are nimble enough to have them in place.